Welcome back to Brain Scramblers, your favorite What We Do in the Shadows rewatch podcast. I'm Claire.
I'm Carson.
I'm Richie.
And I'm Matt.
And we're so glad to have you back. It's been a while, but we're back to making episodes. This week, we have watched Season 3, Episode 3, entitled Gale. But before we get to our Richie recap, don't know why you laughed at that, Matt, but okay. Before we get to our Richie recap, we had a bunch of different emails, so I'm going to tell y'all about some of them. So, Arden sent in a pitch to be on our podcast, and to that we say, maybe. Brianna wrote in, Prince wrote in and said, I'm a big fan
Prince.
Of the show, and yeah, Prince, yeah, the artist formerly known as Prince, wrote in and said, I'm a big fan of the show and wanted to mention a minor thing about Kayvon Novak's impersonations. Kayvon used to have a show on Channel 4 called Phone Jacker, where he would prank call various people with his different voices, hence why he's good at impressions. Now we know. Thank you, Prince. Emily wrote in with another fun factoid that I'm going to read out. Emily said, in season 1, episode 10, you mentioned Guillermo's list of names in his notebook and said that Mr. Williams may be a reference to him getting married and changing his name. Just wanted to mention that Guillermo is the Latino version of the English name William. At least it is equivalent in Spain. I'm not sure about Latin American dialects since I'm from Spain. Anyway, love this episode. One of my favorites so far. Oh, thanks, Emily. Abby wrote in. Roscoe wrote in. And Marina wrote in. And Marina's anecdote was so sweet that I'm also going to read it out. Yes, I am reading out 3 emails. A lot of admin up top. Sorry about that. Marina said, when I listen to your podcast, I get all of the questions, theories, and really random side thoughts that happen in a conversation with friends. I enjoy getting all the joy of talking about a show with friends while also being excited about when the next episode comes out. It's like the joy of walking around in March and coming across Girl Scouts selling cookies. I always forget when it happens, but every time I come across a new episode, I am totally going to listen. Aw.
Wait, that's a, first of all, very sweet. Thank you. That's an iconic roast. I never know when it's going to happen, but when it does...
You post so infrequently.
It's been 2 months, guys. I mean, that is...
It's been a while.
Thank you, but damn, that's really funny.
Oh my god. Anyway, so that's all of my admin out of the way. Now I think it's time for Richie to do his recap, I think.
Let's get Richie to recap.
I think Richie should do it. Richie can try. So we start off this episode, we see that Nandor has been acting strange, the vampire's done where he's been all around, everyone's getting worried. Turns out, Nandor has been with his on and off again girlfriend Gale. They go back way back, 40 years or so. Nandor seems pretty happy about it. As you can imagine though, Guillermo's pretty jealous. So while Guillermo's learning about Gale, and Gale's coming back into Nandor's life, Colin Robinson and Laszlo also have their own little side plot, as which they find Colin Robinson. Incident. Horrible recap so far, might I add.
I forgot things,
so I'm like looking at the notes. They find Laszlo's car that has been stolen from him by the Vampiric Council within the Vampiric Council building. They try to get it out and take it out for a joyride. It's a big plot that happens in that part of the story. Eventually it's revealed that Gale is basically not that into Nandor. She kind of just uses him from time to time, and Nandor isn't self-aware enough to really realize that. Eventually what happens is Nandor wants to propose to Gale, but that doesn't go well because Gale, once again, doesn't actually really care about him that much. It's later revealed through this rejection and her storming out of the house that she's in fact a werewolf, so we have some more vampire werewolf drama at the end. Ooh la la. I won't reveal more about what happens there. I think we'll discuss that throughout the show. I think that'd be better. So
perfect recap from a perfect boy. Thank you, Rich.
Wow. Perfect.
Okay, well, hey, overall thoughts?
Did anyone else forget this episode?
Existed? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank God.
It's not a standout.
This episode is a tale of two halves for me. I love one plot, and I hate the other plot, and I'll let you figure out which as we go. So,
little exercise. Can we guess, or does that ruin the
you
fun?
You can guess right now, yeah, sure.
I think you like the Laszlo one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So that's that done with.
All right, guys. Ratings.
this is a pretty forgettable one. Actually, like when the show first started and they're talking about like them having to design the website for the Vampiric Council, I actually thought it was going to be the episode where they like go into their old emails and start getting messages about that because I wasn't really aware what was going on. And then when I found that it wasn't that, I was actually very disappointed.
I had one laugh.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
Ooh.
And it was at the very end. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We'll get there. I'm sure. But I think I know the bit you're talking about.
I laughed at the dogs, the werewolves chasing cars. I thought that was funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was not. I Claire, I think you laughed at the door bit at the end.
I don't think I did laugh at the door.
No,
bit.
Where you find out that there was a door the whole time. I don't know. Did I just?
Oh, that was funny. I didn't laugh at that, but I did find it funny.
Oh, I got that. That one got me chuckled.
I did have a laugh as well. I'll reveal my laugh as we get further along the story.
Oh,
keep the mystery. Keep the listener guessing.
Yeah. Actually, wait, Rich, you should reveal it at the very end.
Whoa.
Like, if we touch on it, don't bring it up.
Okay, everybody pause. If a listener wants to send us a sealed envelope with a post stamp for the time that they started listening, and then they can guess, then we'll send you a prize, which is going to be a shower curtain with our logo on it.
Which is available for purchase on Redbubble.
Hey, do we want to proceed linearly, perhaps? May chance?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Dive right in.
Okay, well, they start, as alluded to, with making the Vampiric Council website, whose URL is cuneiform, which I thought was a nice touch.
I didn't notice that. That's really funny.
That is funny.
They have a lot of things in cuneiform, and I tried to decode it. All I got is, it's www.co and then two other letters, .com.
C-O.
Oh.
Count,
my limited code count something. Skills.
Is it two other letters?
Or do you think it's just code? Like
two letters?
Oh, it could be code.
What's the Romanian URL? Like web address there. I should know that. It's RL.
Anyway, yeah. It's not important.
I should know that.
Claire's past moonlighting as a Wikipedia. Wait, no, not Wikipedia. Oh my gosh.
No, please, WikiHow? You tell an anecdote.
WikiHow, thank you, Matt. As a WikiHow editor?
How did it remind you of that?
I don't know. It's just websites, old websites remind me of old WikiHow and the Wayback Machine.
Well, now I have to explain. Yeah, so for anybody, if anybody listening who doesn't know, which I assume is everybody, I don't know why you would know this about me. When I was like 11, I was one of the top WikiHow editors in the United States because I had nothing. I had no friends and no hobbies, and so that's what I did.
That sounds like a hobby.
You must know a lot of stuff, Claire.
Yeah, I was a stub expander that... you know, I'm a lesbian now, so I don't do that anymore, but I used to be. And anyway.
Sorry, that was all I had there.
Sorry, I can't really follow that one up, Claire. I don't know what to say.
Sorry. Well, my next bullet point is that Laszlo thinks Nandor is watching porn in the theater at the Penny Pornos.
Why did he say?
Yes.
Laszlo did say he, like, had just come from there as well. The fuck is he doing
that? Where on Staten Island is there a porn theater too?
Well, if there was a place in New York, I think it'd be Staten Island, right? Like where you can go, watch
the
penny
jerk
porn.
Off borough of New York City.
No, I thought that scene was funny. I will reveal was not my laugh.
No, Rich, you can't reveal what isn't your laugh.
Well, the letter's already been sent, you know.
The letters have already been sealed.
Yeah.
We don't have a mailing address, so I don't know who you're sending them to, but
God, can you imagine if we received
it? We'll get
one?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be creepy. I would not enjoy that, actually.
No return address.
Put it in like a bottle and throw it in the ocean.
One time at work, because there used to be somebody in my building that would steal packages, so I used to like not have packages sent to me. So one time at work, I received a package with like a sealed bottle of something, and I was like, is this anthrax? What is this? Turns out my mother had sent me some seasoning to my workplace.
Who the fuck mail seasoning?
I don't know.
What was it?
It was chicken salt.
Oh, you can 100% just buy that in the city.
No, I know that. Yeah. It's good though. Obsessed. I do use it.
If any chicken salt companies are listening to this,
sponsor us. We've gotten off track so early.
Claire. Yes. This is a question for you. Did you appreciate the typeface discussion that Nadia had with Nandor not listening?
I did. Thank you. Yeah, she lists several fonts, and I was like, I love that she's thinking about this. Although, yeah, the current website is in cuneiform, so I feel like just sort of like, you know, not cuneiform would be an upgrade, but, you know, what can you do?
Cuneiform seems too old for the vampires. Yeah, Carson?
I really enjoy the original look at like the first website they show. I feel like looks better than the second website. I feel like it's got a retro nostalgia feel.
Do you think it's you do like vaguely IT security stuff. Do you think it's a very secure website, Carson?
I would highly doubt it.
Do you think the vampires are stealing your information? Do you think they're recruiting your CPU to mine Bitcoin?
I don't know if they are, but I feel like through a cacophony of errors that they are actively aiding and abetting it.
You know what they call it on TV when you're trying to fill errors? They call it vamping.
Oh.
just like that.
Or I like so, that one person is gone and three of you can't fill the
time. Well, I'm trying.
Well, I don't want to move it along too much without you, but yeah.
So, as Cleary said before, Laszlo thinks the Nandus are at the Penny Portos. Turns out he's not, because Laszlo was just there and he made sure he wasn't. But, so they all go out to try to find him. I think Colin Robinson dropped a line that I liked. That he didn't actually care about finding Nandor, didn't actually really want to go, but he just wanted to make sure that the gang knew that he was down the clown at the drop of a hat.
I have that quote down too. Colin is down to clown.
And they find Nandor just relentlessly fucking Gale, and Guillermo's face when he sees that is so funny. Guillermo's reactions in this episode absolutely make it for me.
I think my greatest issue with this subplot as a whole is how they treat Gale and Nadja, which is really upsetting the whole time. And I know it's played as a joke, but like knowing what comes in the show, I feel like it doesn't play well. I don't know.
Do we want to have this discussion now? It is like a weird thing.
Well, they start the discussion at the top of the episode. They seed the seeds.
Yeah,
where they're basically like everybody assumes that Nadja doesn't like Gale because she's a woman. Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they're like fighting, which I like is a thing that happens and is, I think, an insightful joke. However, it's not funny because there's not really enough female characters on the show in order to make it funny.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just like, oh, this is just kind of sad. Like, Nadja doesn't really have any female friends. Yeah. Like, it just is kind of sad.
I think it was that coupled with the fact that, like, was it season 4 when Marwa comes into the picture and how they treated her so poorly in the show. But I feel like, in retrospect, this looks even worse. Hindsight being 20/20.
I mean, they haven't really treated Nadja's character particularly well. I think of like that weird thing with Colin Robinson and season 2 or whatever when Laszlo runs away. It's like I don't know. It's weird because every single time I feel like I get what they're trying to do and they just miss the mark entirely. Like, playing off the fact that men are just assumed that women hate each other because they're both women. That could be a really interesting commentary or funny if you do it well. They just don't. And it's quite bizarre. Or like the concept behind Nandor, like having this thing or this person that he loves and then like turning it into something else is like funny in a sense, but it's also like really fucked up.
Yeah.
So like, I get what you're doing, what we do in the shadows, but the result is that you seem to treat your only female character that's a regular with distaste.
Yeah. I also feel like it's like they even have Guillermo doing it where he's like, oh, Nadja like hates Gale. And I'm like, isn't Guillermo supposed to be the person that we kind of like think of as a positive for us and relate to? And even he is being like misogynistic, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think Guillermo's supposed to be a positive force, but he's also supposed to have more social awareness than the rest of the vampires.
Yeah, like,
I kind of would get it if it was just Nandor and Laszlo, but like Guillermo, I think, generally sees through most of that, and he's supposed to be like a wink wink with the audience kind of thing.
Yeah.
He basically was just like, he was like, hey, you're a woman. Go talk to that woman. That's the entire interaction. Like, unbelievable.
It is intriguing. They tried, and I don't know. I feel like maybe I'll have more to say later on in the episode. But yeah, I also found it a bit strange. I did, though. I loved the Colin subplot. You know I love a Colin subplot. When he's trying to research energy vampires. So cute. Oh, yeah.
Knowing what comes of it, you know, Laszlo fathers him, basically.
Yeah.
It really does make this a lot sweeter. Like, it adds a depth that I actually think maybe is lost on a first-time viewer.
Yeah.
That I actually maybe now think I disagree with them holding back the idea that Colin was going to die. Just because, like, if you're watching this for the first time, you might, like, just not really care about that storyline this episode. Because you're like, it's the B-plot, like, I don't really care. Whereas now we understand that it's like, oh, Laszlo knows that Colin is going to die in, like, a couple months. And so he's trying to spend time with him. And like, then it's also funny that he's trying to cover it up. And then it's also funny that Colin says like, ah, I'm just hanging with Laszlo because he seems lonely. Like, you lose a depth when you don't know that. And I think it's actually quite disappointing, actually.
That's an interesting point, actually. I feel like they do, wait, so like, refresh me, at the end of season three was when they made the reveal that Colin was going to die, and he dies at the end of season three. Then season four, he's the little baby Colin thing.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay. So I just, it feels weird that they would hold that for the entire season. Like, if not to, like, cross, like, I don't know.
Like, I get the idea that, like, you know, we've had this thing we've been planning as showrunners the whole time that we're revealing in the, like, final episode or the second to last episode. Like, okay, like, you do earn it, right? Like, that is, they do lay the groundwork. But you miss something. Like, as a person writing the show, you know this already, so it's, like, kind of nice you can add in these little things. But as a viewer for the first time, I definitely didn't pick up on any of it, and I didn't care about any of it. So I think it's just kind of a bummer.
I like watching it now, but I remember liking watching it the first time because I was like, these two characters that honestly don't normally interact get to interact in like kind of a fun way that builds their little friendship, even if you don't have that backstory, which I do agree adds a depth. I liked watching their friendship form, and I think this is something that we've talked about on the show before, where like different episodes have different pairings of characters, and that wildly changes the dynamic. And Laszlo and Colin Robinson is not one that you typically get, and I think that's like a really fun, they play off each other really well, and I like to see the bros bonding.
That's fair, yeah. It is nice to see characters interacting that we don't normally see interacting. I feel like we had that with like Guillermo and Nadja at one point as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I didn't laugh at this, but I did enjoy the throwaway line about how Laszlo's car was confiscated because he was transporting miners across state lines, and then it cuts to a photo of some coal miners in the car. I did find that funny.
I think I've made that joke before. So.
Uh-oh.
Richie is Louis C.K.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Cancel Richie.
Let's not start that clip.
What are you doing on camera, Richie? You put that away.
If anyone, we have any artists out there, just for a visual, no. I'm not doing
exactly
that.
Like Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Despite being, what, 30 years younger?
Did we talk about the yogurt yet?
Oh, the vanilla, what is it?
Strawberry yogurt? Strawberry crunch. I can't do it.
Strawberry vanilla crunch. Yeah, that's kind of grody.
What is strawberry?
What? I don't understand what that even means. Is there like granola in it? You kind of hope.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a Yono a Chobani flip.
I did enjoy that Nandor buys all this yogurt for Gale, right? But my question to you is, how does he come by this yogurt? Like, does he go to the store?
He's gone to the party store before.
Yeah.
But with Guillermo. Like, Guillermo is in tow to help, like...
Does he have money?
Mediate? Does he have money? Did he steal the yogurt?
Yeah. I guess he can use... Yeah, I'm pretty sure he can just, like, use his, like, mind powers or whatever just to hypnotize and walk out.
In the first season, we see Guillermo has to mediate his, like, store trip.
Yeah. It would be very funny, though, if this is, like, the only thing that Nandor has ever, like, learned to buy just because of how, like, pathetic he is with Gale.
This actually explains a real thing that has happened in my life, which genuinely I was at the Trader Joe's maybe 6 months ago, and I was behind a lady who was stacking about 20 individual cups of vanilla Greek yogurt into her cart, and that would have been good enough. I would have just gone along my day. But she saw me looking at her, and she turned to me, and she said, yeah, it looks like a lot, doesn't it? I was like, yeah, it does. I don't know what to say to that. Anyway, I'm hoping she was buying them for her lover because that's like their favorite type. I don't know.
I thought that was kind of so that he's like, I don't know. I feel like that it's a very Nandor thing to somebody says something once, that becomes the only thing he knows about them.
Did I ever tell you guys about the tube food phenomenon of 2014? It was
no.
The summer of 2014, my brother and I became obsessed with what we called tube food. And our friend. Yeah, Go-Gurts were one of them. Cheese sticks, another. Tube food. Jerky, a tube food.
This is like a genre of
this food. Is something that's Matt Lauren.
Yeah, yeah. Of food. Yeah. And so we would
This checks out, actually.
Well, we had a tube food drawer in the fridge.
I famously liked to eat tubular things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's totally tubular.
Bring it back. Yeah. Bring it back. PG.
Hey, call me after, Carson. but we would... we would freeze Go-Gurts naturally because that's delicious. But we would eat them so much and so quickly that we kept getting brain freeze. It'd be like a daily occurrence that we would get brain freeze. And my mom had to ban tube foods from the house.
Your mom's stupid.
In tube form. That's such a teenage Wait. Boy thing to do.
So how severe were these brain freezes?
Like,
I don't know. I get a brain freeze and I'm like, oh, okay. I have
that
a brain
freeze.
That'd be banned?
But you could just not, like,
freeze. Well, not eat them fast.
It really helped because we had to live in a hotel for several months. We didn't have a house. And so we had to, like, we didn't have a freezer. And so my mom was like, oh, well, you can't have your tube food. Like, it needs to go in the fridge or it needs to go in the freezer. And it was a brilliant strategy on her part.
That's a trying time. But I feel like there are plenty of other tube foods that you could have had.
Oh, anything. Like a rigatoni was a tube food. Like if you put something in there.
Could you manipulate a summer 2014 Matt into like taking any kind of food and just put it into like a tubular shape? Do you think that you would consider that?
Yeah, 100%. We got really creative with it. Yeah. We would like form things into tubes. Yeah, a burrito was an extended tube food.
What about like a salmon push pop?
Sorry, a what?
What are you doing, Carson?
Push pop with salmon.
Carson's making his own tube foods already. Yeah. He's obsessed.
Yeah, wait. I'm actually really interested. Tell me more.
It is a push pop with salmon inside.
This that's it. Okay.
No, this is fully a thing. Like,
you
look it up.
When you say push pop,
Google salmon push pop.
However you want to bond with your siblings, like, I think that's lovely.
You know what else is lovely? The show What We Do in the Shadows.
Thank you, Matthew.
Do you know that other bros are bonding?
Okay, I did write men bonding over cars. Very good stuff. And also, my favorite little Colin Robinson thing is that he said that energy vampires love a good road trip, which, yes, we do. Sorry, Matt, what were you?
We?
Saying? Yeah.
sorry, it's a Disney thing, Carson? The salmon push pop?
Oh, is it? Yeah, it might be.
In case you're wondering, it's worse than you think. It is, from my reckoning, what looks to be raw salmon inside of a plastic tube that is indeed a push pop, and it's like, I guess it's like carpaccio or something? I can't really tell what it is. So you're just eating raw salmon by like jamming it into your mouth. Like a firework.
I don't want to like heroin inject raw salmon into my mouth. Like, why are we doing that?
I'm not going to mainline raw salmon.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Well, Carson, if you have one, you let us know how it is. I'm curious.
Mainlining
for the most part, the reception has been overwhelmingly negative.
So you got to go in before they go.
Both are disgusted at the idea.
I'll try it out.
I think
I'll
Carl Robinson would love that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, here's a question, Carson. You're the Disney expert in the three of, or the, you know, four of us.
Three of us?
I wasn't including myself. Just because I was talking to three other people. But what at Disney do you think Colin Robinson would like the most? What aspect of Disney?
Oh, yeah. I mean, live.
I was thinking he'd really enjoy telling people that, like, Splash Mountain or like kind of rides that they changed because they're like racist or insensitive. He used to be like racist or insensitive.
Yeah.
And be like, don't you think it's ridiculous they changed it or something like that?
Cancel culture.
I also feel like Small World is like Colin Robinson in a nutshell.
What is?
He would love Hall of
World?
Presidents.
Small World?
Yeah, Hall of Presidents. Yeah.
Hall of Presidents. Yeah.
He'd be all up in there.
What do you think each of the vampires would like at Disney? And Guillermo. Guillermo would just love it, I think. Because he's never had that kind of opulence in his life.
Nandor? I feel like a churro. Just like, I feel like he would be enamored by like some vaguely phallic piece of food.
Some like weird food and some fireworks.
Laszlo would be all up in Epcot. You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be a really niche reference maybe, but like the American Pavilion at Epcot, there's a show.
No, please.
A bunch of Ben Franklin, and I feel like he would be loved.
True.
Speaking of Hall of Presidents, I think Nandor would walk down it and just point at each one he had sex with. Yeah. I think that'd be a really funny scene.
Now that FX is part of Disney, like, can we get one of those, like, Disney World, you know, when the Disney Channel shows would go to Disney World?
Yeah, like when Modern Family like went to Disney or whatever.
Yeah, see, I feel like we need that for what we do in the shadows now.
I would love to see that. I can see I can see Laszlo like either becoming great friends with or like mortal enemies with like one of the people dressed up as like a Disney character, like Goofy, like someone dressed up like as like Goofy. Like he'd either
Oh
become
no,
like
I think
great
it'd
pals with
be
him or like you'd hate
Gaston.
him.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, Gaston would be funny.
Yeah,
That would be funny in
it would
person.
be Gaston.
Stupid Frenchman or something like that. Yeah, I can see that. That'd be funny.
I think that
Good
Nadia would
show.
probably hate all of the princesses just because like they're women.
Yeah, and I feel like young children would come up to her thinking that she is a Disney princess, and she
That's
would
actually
hate
cute,
that.
yeah.
Anyway, bringing it back to the episode, at least that was loosely related. I think we're getting better.
I'm trying to diversify ourselves a little bit.
What is the next scene in the episode?
I think
Well,
it's the
Colin gets
second
crushed.
scene of the
Colin gets crushed by the car. I will say, Colin also dropped some lore about his family. He
Yeah.
said his dad was a RuPaul type in the 20s, and his mom was boring, but he doesn't know if his parents were energy vampires, which is interesting. But
Wait.
then also, again, like, if he's getting reincarnated, how does he have parents in the 20s? Was
Well,
he adopted?
did you hear what he said? He said, my mom has always been dull, but she still is.
Yeah, I was like,
Yeah.
how old?
Well,
Energy
he has a
vampire?
grandma
From the
too.
ghost
But the
episode,
grandma
yeah.
is dead
Yeah.
because the grandma was a ghost.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like
But that,
Colin
yeah, that does
Robinson is a
raise.
boy.
He is a boy.
There's a lot of questions.
Hopefully some of these get answered with the new season coming out in July, right? I assume, just because that's when season 5 was released, but because there's still clearly a lot of energy vampire lore which we are still confused by, even though they tried to kind of go over it a bit.
Also, I do have another point of contention here.
Oh, please.
The car gets started up immediately, right? And he makes it very clear that it's a hybrid. It's petrol and coal, right? So did the gas just sit in the car for years and then just automatically gas goes bad? There's
Whoa,
nothing that
car
can
guy
sit
question. Okay,
for
click
40
and
years.
clack. Why they call him Carson?
Well, maybe he just had like a lot of coal because he was driving all those miners around.
I guess
Yeah.
maybe, but it's hard to believe where the
Yo.
gas sat. That's all I'm saying.
Is
Maybe there's
that.
some coal in
Oh,
there. Hard to
yeah.
believe.
Am I just thick? Is that why he was driving miners around? Was it to get coal for his car?
Wait, that's
Yeah.
funny, actually.
He just ran out of gas.
Sorry. Also, this episode was full of some of the best of those like historical photoshops that they do. Those were
Yeah,
some
totally.
really brilliant ones of Nandor and Gale like at a Bob Seger concert or whatever. But the
Yeah.
funniest one to me was that like Council of Vampire or Vampire Council like surrounding the car with their hands up or whatever. That was so funny. I don't know why, but them like basically like putting the
Like
car on trial or whatever.
big Ku Klux Klan vibes. I don't know why.
Oh yeah,
Like
actually it did
cross
kind of.
burning Ku
No,
Klux Klan
you're right
vibe.
about that one.
Dark.
Let's move on from that, eh, Cars?
Mood killer.
We do have, I mean, the main plot twist of the episode that Gale is a werewolf. Pretty crazy.
Oh. Yeah, scary. Spooky, scary.
Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
Now, I don't know if this was actually foreshadowing or not, but at the very beginning of the episode, Nandor gives like a talking head, like right in a chair with a like wolf pelt behind him while he's talking about Gale.
Oh,
Oh, and I'm
maybe.
like, might they have been teasing something there?
Could be.
I don't
That's
know.
a clever little find, Carson.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
very
Good
nice.
job, Carson.
Yeah.
Brownie points to you.
I just think we should reward each other for nice points that we bring out.
No.
Can I just read my next note? Because I have absolutely no idea what it is in
Yeah,
relation
go
to.
for it,
Yeah.
King.
I'm just gonna read it. He's going to like that sweater even better. Winky emoji. Bandit genital towels. So
What was that last one?
Yeah.
Bandit genital
Oh.
towel? Genital towel.
Oh.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe
You
it's because
explain it.
Nandor took Guillermo's sweater to use as a genital tower. And Guillermo was like, "That's my favorite sweater."
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Did you use bandits as a verb?
Apparently, I did.
It's I like that, though.
That's pretty funny.
I'm start doing that.
That's a regional Florida dialect.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, maybe. Who knows?
I liked that the guide is so fucking done with them. She also, her outfit, she had this, like, bird headdress, kind of slang cunt. And, yeah, she was just really tired of everybody's shit and how they smashed through the door instead of just opening the garage door with the car.
That was the funniest part of the episode to me. I loved that so much. She was like, there's a giant red button. And they're like, well, how would we have seen that? And she's like, well, I don't know. Maybe the other giant red button.
Was it, like, I was trying to, like, look inside of the set or whatever in there. Was it, like, at the end of the library? Like, the door?
Yeah, I think so. I think you could have just backed the car out.
Yeah, I guess it must have been at the end of the library, right? Because that's where the car was stored.
I like it. They thought that they built the entire building around the car. Like, of course they did. That's so impractical. But I was so along with it until the door, until the garage door.
Like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, these people are ridiculous.
It is also very funny to me when they smash the sort of like ethereal up with the real world, because you have this like kind of library that's like very majestic and kind of goes on forever, and then there's just like a garage that opens to the parking lot.
I will say, I did rewind the episode after they said the button was there to try to look for it in the background, and I could not see it. I feel like, wow, that would be really check. Fun.
That would have been fun if they
had included it. Well, it just might not have been visible from the camera angles we were at, but I couldn't find it. So maybe it's still there, but I didn't see it. So. Wow. I also thought the scene where Laszlo smashes Colin with the car. And he like, I think what yells out that he's upset that, because he hit Colin and he said, I have no reflection in the rearview mirror. And Colin's like, yeah, but I do. I don't know.
Yeah, why would Laszlo be looking at himself?
Good point.
Well, backing up. I thought that was very funny. So
we've revealed that Gail is a werewolf, and Nandor has known this because he says that he has fucked Gale as a bat while she was a wolf with quote-unquote exclusively hand stuff, which frankly I don't want to think about, but, you know, but we meet up with the rest of the werewolves, and I have a question about the werewolves, unless anybody else has an observation.
I think only bats have hands.
It's a good point.
What was your question, Claire?
Do bats have hands?
They look like they do. I don't know.
They are quite like little hands.
Yeah. Yeah. They grasp.
They have their little claws.
Do bats have bat-imology. Hands? This might surprise you guys, but instead of arms or hands, they have wings.
No way! Crazy.
Why does it take that? Okay.
So that's a life.
What a shit-eating response from Google.
Okay, yeah, they so definitely bad. Have hands. I'm looking at a little bat hand.
They got little hands. Okay, well, yeah. All right. So I guess he's pleasuring her. Anyway, sorry, Matt, do you have something?
Do I have something? No, I'm just on the Smithsonian webpage called Bat Facts.
Yo, okay, give us some later. Anyway, well, so my question
the first question is, what are they? The second question is, where are they?
How are they? Feeling.
Why are they?
Why are they? When are they? Now.
What is the bat's lifestyle?
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 How do they affect us?
It's a bat's lifestyle.
Do they bandit a lot of things, though?
Can bats swim?
I'm going to say yes.
I don't think we've adequately discussed how funny it is to use bandit as a verb.
I feel like it's a fairly natural extension of the word.
Carson, no, we all get it. Like, don't get us wrong. I don't strictly think you're wrong. It's just I've never heard that before ever.
I'm not gonna look it up in the dictionary.
Carson, are you looking up other people who use bandit as a verb?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but I can't find anything.
Oh yeah,
like John Steinbeck use it or something like that.
Steinbeck once
said. I've been venting prose, just get on my level.
He's a poet. He's a fucking slam poet, dude.
One of the defining features of a language is it's always changing. New words are.
Yeah, I think no, we I left that one in 1813, though, dude. That's my point. Back when we had bandits.
Dude, I'm gonna start.
Person, I'm with you with this.
Thank you, Richie.
I love it. It's just like the way you used it so casually, like as if we would know.
Sorry, you got to bring us back here.
So my question about the werewolves is, so we meet up with the werewolves, which are Chad, Ange, Dougie, Toby, and Michael. And we find out that Gale has also been partnering up with one of the werewolves, who they call Anton. Now, point of contention, we know from the previous werewolf episodes that Anton is the leader of the werewolves as played by Rhys Darby. But this is not Rhys Darby. This is a different actor. So my question is, are there two men named Anton, or does the leader of the pack just assume the name Anton?
Or they just recast.
Or they just recast. But let's live in the spirit. Let's live in the spirit of it. Okay.
Live.
Okay.
Diegetically.
So you're saying it's like a James Bond scenario?
Yeah, I'm saying it's a Dread Pirate Roberts.
Gotcha. A James Bond.
Or Doctor Who. He could regenerate.
Or Doctor Who.
I think it's a very funny idea that his name is Anton, if he's the leader of the pack, aka the Alpha, Anton Alpha. That could be it.
Yeah, they all banded each other's names.
I'll go with that because it's something more fun. I'm looking up like the meaning of the name Anton to see if there's any kind of significance of that.
Well, there's Anton LaVey, right? Like, that's probably the most famous Anton that would be related to this.
Ooh. See, I was thinking of Anton from Love Island a couple years ago. Many ways in a cult as well. But, yeah, it means priceless or praiseworthy of Latin origin.
Ah, that does make sense.
Anton's leadership is priceless and praiseworthy.
Or did they just accidentally come up with the name Anton twice for the pack?
That's also possible. They were thinking of Anton LaVey both times.
I also can confidently say I still have never seen Twilight, so the next reference, well, I understood it
because
they made an explicit
reference. I liked this. Because they referenced Twilight at the beginning where he was watching the scene, the baseball scene.
With the dead guy. Yeah.
With the dead, which was weird.
Sad.
But they did bring it back, which I thought was very funny, because the werewolves and the vampires duke it out by playing kickball, which was pretty cute, I think.
Until Nadja kills Gale.
I will say, though, can we talk about the one, cute moment from this is right before the kickball, where, Guillermo sees Gale and Anton doing what they do over there, and he steps up and he says about Nandor, not only am I his bodyguard, I am his heart guard. And it's a very sweet moment where Guillermo is actually stepping in for Nandor.
I thought that was and I really liked the joke about the heart guard.
Yes,
that goes along with it. I thought both were very funny.
Among young bats, mortality is high. Some fall from the roof of their shelter and are not able to climb back. Some succumb to disease or parasites. However, they grow rapidly and are able to fly in 3 weeks. The baby bat, already large and well-developed, crawls to the mother's nipples, attaches itself, and feeds.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Bathew. That was very helpful.
Bathew. It's funny, Matt, because I also read a fact that said bats kind of have no natural predators, but disease is one of their biggest threats. So I'm glad that you also could confirm that through your own fact.
I
really like that Twilight reference.
The Twilight reference is good. I also, the takeaway for me from the kickball game is that Supermassive Black Hole by Muse is such a fucking great song. It's just so good. And after I watched that scene, I was like, yo, I'm adding this to my spring playlist. Like, it's just kind of a banger.
There's good music this episode. The song at the end was very good as well. I don't know what that was, but
Night Moves?
Yes. Also, the one, okay, I'm in on the lore, okay? The fact that you can be both a werewolf. Hello? Oh, is that a bat calling?
There you go.
That's a bat sonar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It sounds like.
Carson is going to get rabies because the greatest incidence of rabies occurs in the large vampire bat populations found in South America.
Anyway, true. So my favorite thing about the episode lore is that Gale, like, basically almost dies because of Nadja. Sorry, Nadja. And
does she, though? She just gets hit in the head with, like, a kickball.
I don't.
It's
vampire strength, though, is very strong. as we know from Twilight. Anyway, so, but then Nandor saves her by turning her into a vampire, which I, the fact that you can be both a werewolf and a vampire is crazy to me.
I feel like it makes sense in the lore of the show, though, because werewolves are not undead.
Yes.
Or I think vampires sure. are. So you could be a werewolf vampire because you're just turning another living creature undead. Undead. Undead.
I am trying to think of ways... undead. The Florida's coming out. I am trying to think of ways it would contradict, but I guess the werewolves are also mostly out at night under the full moon and stuff. So I guess that's fine.
Do you think she would be like a daywalker?
Do we have any vampire animals that we see throughout the show?
What do you mean?
There's the ones that Laszlo makes.
Yeah, but oof.
Yeah, but I'm not going to count those.
There's not like Bunicula.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like, I don't know, like a vampire cat or something like that.
I fucking love Bunicula.
There's the familiar that's a cat, but I guess he's not a vampire.
Yeah, all the animals yes. we see that are vampires that turn themselves to be animals.
Yeah. Okay, because then, because if like a werewolf, you're half werewolf, half wolf, half like person.
You're half werewolf. So
I'm just wondering, like, if that, yeah, if you can only be a vampire while in human form, but in a werewolf form, you're exclusively werewolf. You're not someone a werewolf vampire hybrid. Like, if there's like one kind of trait from that kind of like mix that overrides the other, and like,
oh, I see what you're saying. So
like
instead
that.
Of being,
or
yeah.
So you're either vampire or you're werewolf. You're not like a werewolf vampire. Like you're not like some like werewolf that's going around that also has fangs and can fly and do hypnosis and stuff like that.
I think you are a werewolf vampire, not a vampire werewolf. I think vampire takes supremacy over the werewolfness.
Why?
Because vampire is like a state of undeadness that werewolf is not. So I feel like you are like, that's a more significant transition.
Werewolf is quite temporary because it's once a month, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's also true.
So, well, not, so you're that, more vampire.
Is that strictly true, though? Because like they do maintain wolf-like features and or like behavior when they're not.
And the that's true, but like you're still alive, so like the transition from human to werewolf is less significant. Like the line, I feel like it's much longer.
So, if that is the case that we were saying before, where you're only a vampire and then you're a werewolf like once a month, like that kind of takes over, wouldn't that make werewolf like the stronger gene?
See, I don't think the werewolf takes over though once a month. Well, actually, I guess it would, wouldn't it? Do you just forcibly transform once a month?
Here's a question. Do you think a vampire could be turned into a werewolf? Or must someone who is a werewolf in life turn into a vampire in
death? I am hardened about this. I don't think a vampire could be turned into a werewolf. I think,
why?
I think lycanthropy passes through living things. It's a disease of the living. Because I feel like it is.
But she is dead and she's still a werewolf.
Yes, but she becomes dead while a werewolf. And as we know from the show, that you become a vampire at whatever state you were when you were alive. So if you're a baby, a kid, you become a vampire kid. If you are a werewolf,
so maybe
a vampire.
A maybe werewolf. She doesn't become a werewolf at all then if you remain at that state in which you returned.
Oh, you mean because she was turned while in human form?
But she is still a werewolf.
Her bat was wolf-like.
Yes. She'll have werewolf qualities still.
She has lycanthropy.
Can vampires... This relates, I promise. Can vampires get sick?
No.
Maybe they have too many like frozen go-gurts. Maybe they get brain freeze or something like that.
They only eat tube food. Do we ever see any of them get sick? Because that would be like a pathogen being passed on to them, right? Which would be similar to
that would also be saying like, could a vampire become a zombie? And I don't think they could.
But a zombie is, I think a zombie is fundamentally different though because, well, I don't know.
So you're talking Last of Us zombies, where it's like a pathogen, like a fungus. Maybe
I will say it's cruel. Maybe it's cruel to have all these questions, but no, we could never have an answer because we're talking about werewolves and vampires.
About fictional things. These are the important debates that we need.
So really, whatever we say goes, because we can't be wrong.
I mean,
a bloodborne pathogen would affect a vampire. I don't think there's vampire.
Because they don't have blood.
But they do.
Because well, they get drunk, right?
But you have, yeah, this is the thing, though, is that they have biological mechanisms. Plus, you have to drink the blood of the vampire that turns you in order to be turned yourself, which we see Nandor do, right? So he bites himself and he bleeds. So they have a circulatory system of some sort.
Blood, if it's bloodborne, then the bite of a werewolf. But then
you probably, I rescind my earlier, you've convinced me.
Is it a virus? Is it a bacteria?
We'll assume it's a virus. Just
it must be a virus, yeah.
I think it acts more like a virus. I then wonder if you're a werewolf that gets turned into a vampire, and if you're a vampire that gets turned into a werewolf, are you, like, different, or do you end up at the same state?
I feel like very different.
Different. We can write a whole book about this.
In case you're wondering, guys, this is what it's like to be a scientist.
Except real. Can I reveal my Except one important. Laugh for the episode? Because that's related. Please. My one laugh is when Gale becomes a vampire, the camera just pans to Guillermo and he looks so fucking done. It made me laugh out loud. He was like, this fucking lady gets to be a vampire.
And
I've been asking for 10 years.
Oh my god. Feeling especially hit harder knowing like what happens in the future seasons of like how much Guillermo goes through to try to be a vampire. Maybe just like has to fake his own death or something like that. Maybe that's a new way for him to do it, you know? But
point actually. You should have tried that.
Richie, have we passed your laugh yet?
We have. We've moved past my laugh.
What is your laugh?
Yes. It wasn't even like particularly funny. It was when Colin Robinson and Laszlo were in like at their car and Laszlo was trying to like move the car to get out. And he just kept on hitting Colin Robinson. He kept on going, did I get you? Like, or just some different ways of saying, oh, did I get you there?
As he keeps saying, you know? Glossed over the fact that they just pour the gas on top
of the car
and light Robinson on fire.
I don't know how that car functions. Yeah.
He's also apparently immune to fire, so that's also something.
Yes.
A lot of stuff this episode, yeah.
About the Wikipedia for What We Do in the Shadows, Gail's Wikipedia entry is one of her aliases is Gail Marie. You never told me your last name. So I thought that was funny.
Gonna move on. I was just gonna say Nandor looked so sad.
Yeah.
I really felt for him. I don't really know what his goal was, but I guess his goal was to get married, but I don't really know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Nandor really wants that. Like, as we see in the future, like, he wants to get married again. So he brings back all of his wives, and then he kills the ones that he doesn't like and ends up with Marwa. And once again, you see that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Himbo.
I will say...
He is textbook himbo.
He is textbook himbo. Yeah. My favorite little detail that I noticed is at the end, they finally have a new Vampiric Council website. And did anybody else zoom in on the website?
Nah, dog, that's you.
I'm all up in there. They did have a fundraiser on the website. It was 69 people in 666 days raised $1,550 of their goal of $13,154. 69 people in 666 days is pretty good, I will say.
What did the dollar amounts mean? Do we know?
I don't know.
What were they again?
It was $1,550 out of $13,154.
Could they be the birth years of Laszlo and Nandor?
Well, one of them would be in the year 13,000, so I don't think so.
Oh, you said 13,000? I thought you said 13.
It was 13,154 is the total. Okay. I don't know. And then the description, I'll just read because I thought it was pretty good. It is, the description on the website is, we are the rulers of the Eastern Seaboard, and we like to rule with bloodshed, terror, and fear, ! We also like a good fuck. If you are a virgin and would like to have your blood drained, please click contact us. We also love a good orgy. We do not discriminate. Man, woman, demon are all welcome.
Oh, yes, like, putting it out there like it's like a dating profile.
It is like a Tinder. It's like a Tinder bio.
Yeah.
Wild.
But yeah. Yeah, I thought it was nice at the end how they all took a ride on Laszlo's car too. I thought
And
that's
Nandor and
a
Guillermo
cute
have
little
like
ending.
a cute little moment where Guillermo cheers him up
Yeah.
and Nandor does a little smile, which I think like this episode I found really sweet because I think normally their power dynamic is like Nandor is, I mean, Guillermo's nominally watching out for Nandor, but Nandor is sort of like the one like controlling the situation and like how Guillermo reacts to things, and Guillermo looking out for Nandor in this way is very wholesome, I thought.
That's very sweet.
Very sweet. Anybody else have any
Okay.
other thoughts about the ep?
No, I'm good. I do, however, have a review.
Oh,
Oh
hitch
god.
sauce. Oh.
Yo.
Pour that hitch sauce down my mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah. Nandor in love. There is something sad about Nandor's wanting to live the life of a conventional man. He's in love with Gale, but is unrequited, except for a bit of fun. He
Oh.
wants permanence. She wants to keep things the way they are. I actually like the werewolves. They're portrayed as stereotypical dogs. They chase cars, growl when approached while eating, fetch things. There's little continuity to this episode, including the reconstruction of the jalopy. Except for sight gags, there's no points to this element. I did also enjoy Nadga's effort to update a web page. She has all the words, but not a modicum of understanding of the computer world. That's the review.
Nadga.
The website
That's
plays
my
such
answer.
a little part in the episode.
Yeah.
Why does that deserve a call out?
Why did he effectively say he was a skater boy, she said see you later boy, about Nandor and Gale? Because
Wasn't good enough for
so.
her.
He
Read it
wants
again?
permanence.
Yeah.
He wants permanence. She wants to keep things the way they are. Isn't that the same thing? Permanence and keeping things
Yeah,
the way they are. I know what he means, but like, he's not writing it well. But
Also,
yeah.
going along with the one character name spelling mistake per review, Nadga is very good.
Okay.
Reminds
Yeah.
me of Trump saying Obamna, which never fails to make me laugh.
That is pretty good, actually.
It's unfortunate, but funny.
Also, when you said dog, Richie, I fully was in putting dog, DAWG. Got that dog.
Bunch of dogs out
Got
there.
that bunch of
Yeah.
dog.
Do we want to do our reviews?
Yes.
Yeah,
Play
for
first.
sure.
Okay.
You offered it up.
My gluten-free review, because I don't think they eat anything, so based as hell. I'm giving that 6 out of 6 supermassive black holes by Muse.
Yogurt is gluten-free. They eat that.
That's such a good point. Yogurt is gluten-free.
Claire, I might need your help with this, but for the straight rating, I'd give it probably 15 05 out of probably 13,115. Give or
Seems right,
take.
yeah.
Yeah, I might have gotten some digits wrong
That's
there,
it?
but
That seems
yeah,
right. I feel like
that's
this was a
it.
very straight episode. See, my the gating for me is, I think probably like 1 out of 10 of Guillermo's favorite sweaters used as a cum rag for
Okay, they
Gale.
didn't say cum rag.
Yeah, I mean to borrow a phrase, the gating is in the gutter this week. It's strictly speaking, I actually didn't really like this episode anyway. So like as a rating, I'm gonna be
Yeah.
kind of critical.
It's fine.
So yeah, I don't know. I would say maybe like 3 out of 13 bat facts I learned today from Smithsonian Mag.
Shout out Smithsonian Mag, though.
I was gonna say I just have some 13 bat facts from the Department of the Interior, if you're interested in
Department of
that.
the Interior.
As fascinating as that sounds, I think we save that for next week. We
Fair.
gotta keep them. Bold of me to assume that it's gonna be next week, honestly, at the rate we've been going.
Oh, he sent it in the chat. Thanks, Rich. Well, I don't know. Do we have any other admin to do, or are we good?
Bat guano is rich in nitrogen and has been sold as fertilizer. Bats are valuable subjects who study. Investigations in the field of echolocation try to determine how bats assess their environment and how this
So you should just
information
wrap
is
this up.
coordinated and acted upon.
You should just wrap it up over him talking.
What we learn about bats may help us understand similar physiological processes.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Brain Scramblies, your favorite What We Do in the Shadows recap podcast. You can find us on socials at Scramblies _ pod on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. And if you want us to read your email at the beginning of the show, or at least acknowledge your email, you can email us. Oh no, you stopped.
Eradicating large number of
BrainScramblesPod@gmail.com. And as I say at the end of every episode, I hope you get to have some self-care today. I hope you get to bandit some time away from yourself. And have a lovely rest of your day. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Sprays are not advised. It can be dangerous in the presence of bats.
Matt, I wish you were reading this one. Some of the facts they have on the Department of Interior water crazy headline. Itties or Addies? Humans aren't the only ones with belly buttons.